Hey there, Rumi. You've got a minute? I've got great news. Well, I finally booked that audition I was telling you about. Right? This is the first real opportunity I've had since I've moved out here. Well, it's just some cheesy soap opera, but it gives me something to show off, at least. Yeah. Hey, listen, would you mind helping me practice my lines, that is? It would be really helpful if I had someone to read with, you know? Someone to play off, so I'm not just shouting into the void. Of course, I could always use your feedback, too. It'll be easy, I promise. You don't have many lines. You will? Do you have time right now? Oh my god, thank you. You have no idea how much this means to me. I owe you big time. In fact, dinner's on me. If I get the part, that is. Okay. Here's the scene. I play a hot young intern right out of college and... Come on, I can pull it off. I still look like a college girl. Don't I? Oh, dick. So, I'm at this Fortune 500 company and I'm looking to move up in the world, but it's real tough business. All of my colleagues are like sharks, right? Can't trust a single one. My boss is a real piece of shit. You know the kind. The kind that likes to treat his female employees like property. And that's who you're playing! Try not to look so upset, fucking creep. Maybe I should be a casting director. You're a perfect fit. Anyways... My character sees this as an opportunity. So I threaten to tell his wife about his little fling with the secretary, only I end up seducing him instead. Yeah, it's not exactly a feminist masterpiece, or any kind of masterpiece, but beggars can't be choosers. Alright, so the scene we're going to be reading is just me confronting him for the first time. Here's a script. Just sit on the couch there and pretend you're at a desk. If you think you can manage that. Whew. Okay. Now act powerful. Thank you again for meeting with me, sir. Let me try that again. Okay. Whew. Okay. I can do this. I'm fine. Thank you again for meeting with me, sir. I know you're a busy man, so I won't take up too much of your time. It's about my internship. I haven't gotten the chance to tell you how much this has meant to me. I've only been here a few months, but the experience I've had has been enlightening, to say the least. I don't think I was prepared for how cutthroat this business is. You've got to have the stomach for this. I can see that now. You've got to be ready to fight. Hey, say the line, idiot. Thank you, sir. With your recommendation, I'm sure I won't have any trouble finding work. That's actually what I was hoping to speak to you about. I think you should hire me. Psst. Line. I know you said you weren't looking for any more full-time employees, but hear me out. You've seen me here around the office. You've seen my dedication. I work long hours, sir, more than anyone's ever asked of me. And if I'm being honest, this place would be half as efficient without me. I stay in late, working through mountains of paperwork just to make sure that come tomorrow morning, everything is running smoothly. Sometimes I get so into it, I even forget to go home. Sir, I know you appreciate hard workers, especially the ones who stick around long after most people have left. I know this because your secretary, Miss Laurent, or is it Mrs. Laurent, is like that as well. Yes, I've seen her around the office, too. She's quite dedicated. She'd be remiss if she ever left you unattended. Yeah. Fortunately for you, it's not her job I'm after. Tell me, does your wife ever ask you why you're working so late? Blackmail is one word for it, but I'd prefer to call it business as usual. I told you, sir, I know what it takes to survive around here. I'm afraid it is that simple. You have something I want, and I have something you don't. And then I lean in, and we kiss, and then... I won't cry like those other girls. I can handle it. I can handle you. Well, how was it? Good. That's it. That's all you've got to say. Were you even paying attention? Okay, I see. You just hadn't seen that side of me before. Well, I'll have you know I am an actor. Your performance? Well, besides you missing a few of your lines, I'd say you performed admirably. Yeah, that's all you're getting. You're not exactly monologuing here. You just have to sit there and be pretty. I don't think I liked it. My performance. I was too naive. This girl is supposed to be devious, right? Like, you don't blackmail your boss unless you got some serious balls. If you're just an intern going up against the CEO, you need to be fucking scary. You don't believe I can be scary? Remember that night we got drunk after that bitch cheated on you? We spent hours coming up with ways to get back at her. I had some seriously fucked up ideas. Yeah, it's coming back to you now, isn't it? That look you had on your face that night? Oh my goodness. It was like I told you where I hit the body. You know, I'm not even sure how I came up with half of that. I must have been particularly inspired. And you didn't think I had it in me. All right. I want to try that again. The scene. We've got work in the morning, dude. I can't be wasted tonight. Yes, come on. This won't take too long. I'll take it from the hard worker's part. The first half is more or less the same anyways. And I know you enjoy acting all high and mighty. I knew it. Alright. Okay. Take two. Sir, I know you appreciate hard workers, especially the ones who stick around long after most people have left. I know this because your secretary, Ms. Laurent, or is it Mrs. Laurent, is like that as well. Yes, I've seen her around the office too. She's quite dedicated. She'd be remiss if she ever left you unattended. Yeah. Fortunately for you, it's not her job I'm after. Tell me, does your wife ever ask you why you're working so late? Blackmail is one word for it, but I prefer to call it business as usual. I told you, sir, I know what it takes to survive around here. I'm afraid it is that simple. You have something I want, and I have something you don't. And, we kiss, and I won't cry like those other girls. I can handle it. I can handle you. Wait, you loved it? Are you kidding me? That was awful. No. It was all wrong. Come. Seriously. Stop clapping, you ass. That didn't feel like the truth of the character. Shut up. You know what I mean. No, I'm not pretentious. I'm just a professional. Not that you would know anything about that. Oh, please. We work at a diner. Professional. It just means smiling at customers, not telling them to fuck off. She should be angrier or more disgusted or something. It's completely fucked up. Being stuck in the shitty job with no friends, no one to help her out, and now she's resorted to this? No, my character, not me. Yeah, very funny. You know me so well. Besides, I've got you. I know if I ever need help, you've got my back. I mean, you're here now, aren't you? Thank you for this, by the way. It really does mean a lot to me. I know my acting dreams are kind of ridiculous and... No, really, I know how much of a long shot it is. Most everyone in this town is a failed actor. I just need to have something good in my life. Something to look forward to each day. Because if I'm stuck working at that fucking diner until I'm 50, it just... Okay. I think I got it. Last take, I promise. Then you can go back to your video games or whatever you were doing. Thank you. From the top. Thank you again for meeting with me, sir. I know you're a busy man, so I won't take up too much of your time. It's about my internship. I haven't gotten the chance to tell you how much this has meant to me. I've only been here a few months, but the experience I've had has been enlightening, to say the least. I don't think I was prepared for how cutthroat this business is. You got to have the stomach for this. I can see that now. You got to be ready to fight. Thank you, sir. With your recommendation, I'm sure I won't have any trouble finding work. That's actually what I was hoping to speak to you about. I think you should hire me. I know you said you weren't looking for any more full-time employees, but hear me out. You've seen me around the office. You've seen my dedication. I work long hours, sir, more than anyone's ever asked of me. And if I'm being honest, this place would be half as efficient without me. I stay in late, working through mountains of paperwork just to make sure that come tomorrow morning, everything is running smoothly. Sometimes I get so into it that I even forget to go home. Sir, I know you appreciate hard workers, especially the ones who stick around long after most people have left. I know this because your secretary, Miss Laurent, or is it Mrs. Laurent, is like that as well. Yes, I've seen her around the office too. She's quite dedicated. She'd be remiss if she ever left you unattended. Yeah. Fortunately for you, it's not her job I'm after. Tell me, does your wife ever ask you why you're working so late? Blackmail is one word for it, but I'd prefer to call it business as usual. I told you, sir, I know what it takes to survive around here. I am afraid it is that simple. You have something I want. And I have something. Not like those other girls. I can handle it. I can handle you.
Keep going down. Just like, oh, fuck. Is this how you treat all your female employees, sir? Or am I special? Does Miss Lauren know how good you are at eating pussy? Or is she just another cheap fuck doll to you? Something to keep around to suck your dick or bend over the desk when you feel like it. No one in this fucking office could humble you like I am. No one has the fucking balls. You're gonna miss me when my internship is over, sir. I can tell. That could always change though. Oh, I could stick around. All you have to do is, oh, take me on full time, sir. Dedicated. We can fuck on every single desk in this place. Starting with yours. Lay me down now. I need you inside me, sir. Now there's the man I've heard so much about. The one they warned me about. The one that sees a pretty girl in a skirt and just can't fucking help himself. Does this make you feel powerful, sir? To fuck your employees like this. Oh, it makes me feel powerful. Watching you break your vows. All for me. What, was that too much? Oh, the whole fucking your employees thing is hot, but cheating. Well, aren't you the gentleman? Fine. No more acting. Just the real thing now. The real. I have no fucking clue how long I've waited for this. for you to finally pick up on all those fucking hints. Oh, God, he can be so dense sometimes. I just can't help but laugh. But that's what I love about you. Did I just say love? I guess your dick is better than I thought. Must not be thinking straight. I can't remember the last time we got fucked like this. Fuck. We forgot to use a condom. We got so wrapped up in our parts, I guess we forgot to wrap a bow. Shut the fuck up and fuck me hard. I'm gonna go. Okay. But yeah. Don't come yet. Just don't come inside me. I'm not that ready to be with you. Keep going. Don't stop. I'll let you finish wherever you want after. Just try to hold it together. Fuck. Baby. Oh, yes. It's funny. The wardrobe is handled. So I think I'm ready for makeup. I think you know what I mean. I need to look good before I go on camera. Oh, come on, my face, baby. Yeah. Oh, jerk off for me. Pull that load all over my filthy fucking mouth. I know it's what you've always wanted. Oh, fucking come. Come for me. Oh, that's good. That's real fucking good. So much. Holy shit. Not at the spot.
Send me your phone. You heard me. Give it. Thank you. You'll never forget just how happy I am with your cum on my face. Yeah, you're seeing quite a few new sides of me tonight. I needed new headshots anyway.